90s. It'll be clear overnight down to about 74, and then another hot and humid day coming up tomorrow with sunshine, low 90s, and our heat index around 100. Good chance of thunderstorms on Sunday. This is KRVS meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
Support for KRVS comes from HomeBank, helping the fixer-upper homeowner achieve their renovation dreams through HomeBank's one-time close construction loan. Learn more at home24bank.com. HomeBank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This week on American Roots, we're down home in the big city, New York City, that is. Multi-instrumentalist Andy Statman explores bluegrass, klezmer, and free jazz. Then singer-pianist Nora Jones shares the countryside of life with the Little Willies, plus a lot of citified country songs and down-home urban tunes. I'm Nick Spitzer. Join me for American Roots from PRX.
Today at 1 on KRVS.
Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Under former President Donald Trump, the Department of Justice secretly subpoenaed tech giant Apple to access data on at least two Democratic members of the House Intelligence Committee, as well as their staff and family. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports the unusual move was part of an aggressive hunt for sources of leaks to the media.
The two affected lawmakers are the House Intelligence Committee's top Democrat, Adam Schiff, as well as Eric Swalwell. In addition to the subpoena, the Justice Department also secured a gag order on Apple, preventing the company from informing the lawmakers or anybody else about the matter. A committee source tells NPR that Apple informed the panel in May 2021 about the subpoena after the gag order lifted. The committee then contacted the Justice Department, now under the Biden administration, which said the investigation had been closed. No one associated with the committee is known to have been charged. Schiff and Swalwell both criticized the subpoena and accused Trump of using the department as a weapon against political opponents. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Leading Senate Democrats are demanding former Attorneys General William Barr and Jeff Sessions testify about the seizure, and if they refuse, they're subject to subpoena. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he had a constructive call with a top Chinese official today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports talks hit on some thorny disputes, though especially over the origin of the coronavirus pandemic.
Blinken says that he and China's leading diplomat, Yang Jiechi, are conducting, quote, practical, results-oriented diplomacy. They discussed areas where they can work together on combating climate change and negotiating with North Korea and Iran. Blinken also expressed U.S. concerns about Hong Kong and what he calls the genocide of Muslim Uyghurs in China. According to Chinese state-run television, Yang complained that some Americans are spreading what he called the absurd story that the coronavirus escaped from a Chinese lab. The Biden administration has called on China to be more transparent about the origins of the pandemic. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
More states are scaling back on how often they update their COVID data dashboards as the pandemic recedes. NPR's Rob Stein reports some public health experts say that's risky.
At least two dozen states have stopped updating their COVID dashboards daily. Some stop reporting on weekends. Some cut back to just 2 or 3 days a week. Some are only updating once a week. State officials say this allows them to focus scarce resources on improving the quality of their data or on other priorities, like vaccinations. But some public health experts say it could leave them vulnerable to getting blindsided by new outbreaks, especially where vaccination rates are low. Rob Stein, NPR News.
This is NPR. A third member of a Food and Drug Administration panel is resigning after the agency approved a controversial Alzheimer's drug last week. The panel strongly recommended against approval, questioning its effectiveness and calling for more data. Advisory panel recommendations are usually accepted by the FDA. The outgoing chief of Israel's intelligence service says Mossad was behind recent attacks on Iran's nuclear program. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports the comments came during an interview with Israel's main TV news channel.
It was a stunning and revelatory interview by Yossi Cohen, who resigned just last week as the chief of Mossad, Israel's typically very secretive intelligence service. He touched on many subjects, but most notably the agency's recent activity in Iran. Cohen described a 2018 operation where Mossad agents stole Iran's nuclear archives from safes in Tehran. He also hinted that Israel was behind recent explosions at Iranian nuclear facilities, as well as the assassination of one of the country's top nuclear scientists. Cohen took the opportunity to warn other scientists in Iran, saying they could, quote, change careers and perhaps spare themselves a similar fate. Iran did not immediately comment. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Hong Kong officials say they'll start blocking the distribution of movies that authorities consider an offense or danger to China's national security. The new power comes as authorities crack down on criticism of Chinese Communist Party rule and arrest pro-democracy activists. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Stars, with the new series Blindspotting. From executive producers Rafael Cazal and David Diggs, starring Jasmine Cephas-Jones and Helen Hunt, premieres June 13th on Stars and the Stars app.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS. Of course, do stay tuned at 1 o'clock. Coming up at 1, American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick at 3 p.m., stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. This hour starts off with music from Taj Mahal. We're going to go back to 1991, listen to Taj on keys and guitar and blues harp, and Dr. John on piano. Taj Mahal here on KRVS with Every Wind in the River.
My time here inside a dream. I'm just a journey, baby. Every wine in the river soon finds its own way down to the sea. Every wine in the river finds its own way down to the sea. Talking about my baby, every wine in the river sure enough finds its own way down. Ain't that right, Raymond? I said it's all right, but Raymond said every wine, wine in the river, sure find its way down to the sea. Ooh, y'all, every wine in the river finds its own way down to the sea. I said every wine. Chance of rain. Oh, it could be a twister, mister. Chance of rain. You better get your rubbers, brothers, 'cause there's always a chance of rain.
Chance of Rain. That was Peter Karp from a disc called Beyond the Crossroads that came out on Blind Pig Records back in 2012. Peter Karp shares a billing on this disc with Sue Foley. The two had met at Canadian blues festivals and decided to get together and collaborate on a couple of discs, which they did. Did a fine job. Peter Karp, originally from New Jersey, and Sue Foley, of course, Canadian by birth, spent some years in Austin back in the 90s. Before we heard Peter Karp, we heard Taj Mahal from 1991, along with Dr. John on piano. Taj Mahal doing a number called Every Wind in the River. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to John Mayall, the father of British blues. He, of course, ran the band The Blues Breakers at back in 1966, featured Eric Clapton. When Eric Clapton left, Peter Green joined the group. Mayall has had a long career in the blues. We're going to go back to his 1990 release, A Sense of Place. He had a couple of fine guitarists on this particular disc, Coco Montoya being one, and also Sonny Landreth. This one definitely perked up our ears a bit. Here is John Mayall doing the Sonny Landreth composition, Sugar Cane, with Sonny on all guitars.
Sugar cane was natural born, came you don't love me, and I don't even care. You don't love me, and I don't even care. I can get a woman like you, baby, any place and anywhere. Mama, baby, mama, if you call that gone. Bye-bye, pretty baby, mama, if you call that gone. I got a brand new woman, darling, to move in your happy home.
Manish Boys from a 2-CD set called Double Dynamite that came out in 2012. They're, of course, a California-based band and have various artists on various tracks on this one. Finus Chasby was a vocalist and Kid Ramos was on guitar. They did an old T-Bone Walker tune called You Don't Love Me. Before that, we heard John Mayall from his disc Sense of Place. John Mayall along with Sonny Landreth on guitars, doing, again, the Sonny Landreth composition, Sugar Cane, one that Sonny had out on an album back in 1985. We're going to return to something with a Louisiana theme. We heard Sonny on John Mayall's disc. We're going to turn next to Dr. John's disc Going Back to New Orleans. It came out back in 1992 and was quite a fine disc, his interpretation of a lot of New Orleans classics. This next one written by Jelly Roll Morton and a tribute to the jazz cornetist Buddy Bolden, whom some say was the first jazz cornetist. There are no recordings of him that exist, and he's quite a legend in New Orleans music. Danny Barker is on guitar and also on some of the vocals on this particular track accompanying Dr. John. Dr. John and Danny Barker here on KRVS.
Bowling shout, girl, you're rushing, you're crusty, you don't know what it's all about, you're rambunctious, obnoxious, gonna put you out. I thought I heard Buddy Bowling shout,
I thought I heard Judge Fogerty say, getting 30 days in a parish without no pay. Giving good room to sweep up the house of deeds. I thought I heard Judge Fogerty say them words to me.
Fire in my eyes, this food is working on me. Oh, baby. the stuff. And look, he put a big black snake in my bed. He put that Hoover duck where I lay my head. He even put a dead rooster on my porch. He even had a noose hanging from the conner tree. I don't care. I don't care what he do.
From 1979 and from an album called Bayou Lightning, that was Lonnie Brooks. By that time, Lonnie was a Chicago blues star, but originally he was from Dubuisson, Louisiana. When he was living down here, he went by the name of Guitar Junior. But when he moved to Chicago, there were already a couple of Guitar Juniors practicing up there, so he went by Lonnie Brooks. And that, of course, a number called Voodoo Daddy. Before hearing Lonnie Brooks, we heard Dr. John with special guest Danny Barker, and they did a rendition of the old Jelly Roll Morton tune, I Thought I Heard Buddy Bolden Say. Definitely a New Orleans classic. Music next here on the Blues Box from a lady from the West Coast, unfortunately no longer with us. We're talking about James Etta Hawkins, better known as Etta James. We're going to go back to 1992 and listen to her do a cover of a very popular blues number. This is from her disc, The Right Time. Here is Etta James here on KRVS with her rendition of Down Home Blues.
You say your party's jumping, everybody's having a good time, and you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes? Why are you fixing me a drink? Play me some of them Down Home. You know I don't get out much on the town, and you know I done cut out a lot of that running around all week long. I've been keeping my cool, but tonight I'm letting my hair down. We'll be right back.
from her disc Blonde and Blue. That was Angela Straley. That disc came out back in 1993 on Rounder Records label. Angela had, back in the 70s and 80s, worked with Antone's Records out of Austin, Texas. She was from Lubbock originally, so hence maybe her recollections of Two-Bit Texas Town. Derek O'Brien on guitar on that particular track. Before hearing Angela Straley from Austin, Texas, we heard Etta James from L.A. Etta James sent from her disc The Right Time. Etta James doing her rendition of Down Home Blues. We're going to turn to someone else that hails from the hill country of central Texas, at least it was not too long ago. Originally, though, from Rhode Island, we're talking about Johnny Nicholas. He grew up in Rhode Island, ended up in New York City to see a Howlin' Wolf show, and that set him off on the blues. Ended up in Ann Arbor for a while, also in San Francisco, worked with Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, also with the band Asleep at the Wheel, did some interesting recordings with Johnny Shines, and ended up, he and his wife opened up a cafe in the hill country in central Texas. And Johnny's still playing some good blues. Here he is from a disc called Living with the Blues 2005. The title track is an old Brownie McGee Sonny Terry number. Johnny Nicholas doing the title track here on KRVS.
Rocking my pillow, cold, cold ground my bed. You know just how I feel. Feel just like some engine. Ain't got no driving wheel. I ain't ashamed. Ain't that news? Well, I've been living with the blues. You know the rocks have been my pillow. The cold ground has been my sinking, baby. Look what a hole I'm in. I ain't ashamed. Ain't that news? I've been living with the blues. Well, I
ashamed. Ain't that news? I've been living with the blues.
Just got to go take me with you when you go. Yeah. What you say, guitar?
Hopkins doing his rendition of Baby Please Don't Go, a number popularized by Big Joe Williams back in the mid-1930s, often credited to Big Joe Williams, though it probably had its roots in earlier blues. Lightning Hopkins recorded live in Hamburg, Germany, back in 1964 at the American Folk Blues Festival of that year. There were a number of festivals, 62 to 65 at least, and a number of blues men went over to Europe and performed in Germany and often toured Europe and played gigs in a lot of other places and got a sense of how much a lot of Europeans loved American blues. Before hearing Lightning Hopkins, we heard Johnny Nicholas from the disc Living with the Blues. He did the title track. Again, that was a Sonny Terry and Brownie McGhee number. And we're going to turn to them next. Brownie McGhee on guitar and vocals, Sonny Terry on blues harp. They first got together as a duet back in the early 1940s, started performing together. Here they are from 1969, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGhee with a number called Big Question.
Ask myself a question. Drive I hear the same old story. I'm going away, baby, take me 7 long months to ride. I'm going away, baby, take me 7 long months to ride. January, February, March, May, June, July. I was 3 years old when my poor mother died. I was 3 years old when my poor mother died. If it mistreat me, mistreat a motherless child. I jumped last night, whole round world were mine. I jumped last night, whole round world were mine. Wasn't nothing at all but my good, good jumping down. Put carbolic in my coffee, tempine in my tea. Carbolic in my coffee, tempine in my tea. Strychnine my biscuit, Lord, but she didn't hurt me. Baby, when I marry, gonna marry an Indian squaw. I mean, when I marry, gonna marry an Indian squaw. Big Chief, Lord, be my dad-in-law. I said when I'm married, gonna marry an Indian squaw. Sure the big chief can be my dad-in-law.
Furry Lewis with Big Chief Blues. Furry Lewis recorded a number of tunes back in the late 1920s. Ended up working for the Memphis Sanitation Department as a street cleaner for many, many years, and was rediscovered in 1959 by folklorist Sam Charters, and had a pretty decent musical blues career during his last years. Furry Lewis with Big Chief Blues. Before that, we heard Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry doing a number called A Big Question. And that about brings to a close another Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I'd like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few moments on the program, American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash with Freetown Radio. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Have a wonderful weekend.
Howdy, partners. This is Ronella Rose Champagne. I sure hope you can join me on Saturdays at 5 p.m. or Tuesdays at 1 p.m. or maybe both for a double dose of Lost in Love, where we will be listening to classic country music along with some party surprises along the way. It is time, the time has come to go ahead and get this party started, honey.
N'oubliez pas qu'après Zach Fuselé et Nong Jules, c'est moi, Megan Constantin, avec Encore. à 3h de l'après-midi avec la musique que Jen a créée pour vous autres. Écoutez, ici sur KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette, Lakeshore.
You're listening to KRVS. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media or on the web at krvs.org.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadiana Profile Magazine, covering the best of Acadiana's dining, art, people, and culture for over 50 years. For more information, the website is acadianaprofile.com.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.